Good afternoon and welcome to the Andy Higgs podcast, number 4. Now then, we all know really in our hearts that a good story doesn't tell itself. Today I want to talk to you about something a friend of mine's been up to, which I think has made a big difference in how he's using story in his school. He spoke to me about the way he communicated with his staff. He leads a large urban primary academy, and using the written word is a core part of keeping everyone on the same page. It's a school with a checkered history, and sustainable change has been really hard, actually. He'd previously told me about his use of a briefing. It's something most people are familiar with, whether you work in schools, businesses, kind of regular, often weekly document, or even a meeting that maps out the week ahead to ensure everyone appreciates what's to come, etc. Well, for me, when he spoke to me about this, I was quite familiar. I've been using a technique such as that in all three of my headships. But yet I'd remain kind of unsatisfied and concerned that the briefings were not having the impact that was required, especially considering the time that I took to prepare them. He spoke to me how he developed the briefing to be more than just a parody of the famous New Labour grid, noted at length in the diaries of Alistair Campbell, while useful in allowing people to look forward and prioritise. Such arrangements can alone be passive and bland, just a quasi-calendar, really. My friend described how he did something more. He valued the grid concept, but he partners it with text. Now, this text is used to thank colleagues, note improvements, and establish expectations. In other words, he's telling a story. His view on the impact of this style is clear. He sees greater engagement with the work of the week ahead as a direct result of his attention to detail in the week gone. By charting the journey of the week, he can enable everyone to see the value of their direction and focus on the next chapter. I'm unashamed to say that I've adopted a version of this narrative style with my staff too, and it really works. And when accompanied with what Drew Povey calls leadership by walking about, the power of the story is really persuasive. We can't expect people to be comfortable telling the story for themselves. Goodness, most of us find it hard enough to tell our own story. However, I do wonder, how are you shaping the story in your school? And how are you enabling others to tell that story too? See you next time.